Troy's first.
John, how are you? Congratulations. Good. Congratulations, Vance. What was Thank it you. About Bowles that had you guys zeroing in on him, and was there any concern about his backstory and age?
No. As far as the age, no. And you know, the background and, having him in here, getting a chance to meet him and understanding his background, that was not a concern either. We just really thought that athletically, the way he played the game, the mentality that he brings to the game, you know, he was, in our mind, the best left tackle in the league, and so, or in the draft. And so, you know, we were wondering how things were going to fall. Excuse me. Once the quarterback started, jumping off early, and it kind of increased our chances. But he was our target, and, so we feel really good about getting him.
John, can you just, and Vance, can you just talk about Ramczyk just went with the last pick of the first round. Can you just – how close were the discussions with those two guys when you were going through your process?
Very close. They're both, very solid players, but both different. Bowles is more of a leaner, more athletic tackle, and Ramczyk was more of a powerful run blocker, first and a – and in my opinion, a pass protector second.
Just to finish that, I think athletically we just thought the ceiling was much higher on Garrett. Really liked that ability, the explosiveness that he has. And really, I will tell you this, and one of the key things, too, not only get that kind of athlete at that tackle and that size, but also the mentality that he's going to bring. I think he brings a great mentality to that offensive line that needed a jolt, too. And so I think – he's a perfect fit for what we've done in free agency, what we brought in, and now to have, a guy like Garrett. And we really, when VJ and I were talking about it is, if Garrett turns out to be what we think he is, he solves a big problem for us for a long time, and that's that left tackle because how valuable that is, or any tackle. And so, we really feel like, we're fortunate that he was there.
Vance, I know you have competition at left tackle, but will you be disappointed if Bowles doesn't win that job?
Well, not really, because the best player should play. Obviously he's a first-round pick, so he's going to come in and compete for the job. But if he doesn't win the job, the best guy will play, but he's drafted here for a reason.
Will I be disappointed? I think it's going to be a great competition, and I think what makes players better is competition. And that's one good thing that we have on our football team is we've got a lot of competition at a lot of spots. We've now got good competition in the offensive line, as we talked about with the players that we have that we brought in and the players that were here last year. So I really believe they're all going to get better. And, and as Van said, he's going to play the best players and the players that deserve to play.
John, you mentioned Garrett's toughness and his backstory. Does his backstory remind you a little bit of Derek Wolfe, and did it make it easier to make this pick because of that?
Well, obviously, we're thrilled with the process and the progress that Derek's made, and he's become a fantastic player. And so, if Garrett follows those footsteps and becomes the player that Derek is, we'll be very, very happy with that. So, we were kind of giggling up there in the draft room, though. We'll see how many times those two go against each other, and we're gonna need a bell to stop the grappling that goes on, I'm sure, between those two.
Yeah.
John, we know that you needed an offensive lineman and targeted Bowles, but as the draft unfolded the way it did, and teams were jumping up to grab quarterbacks that maybe you didn't expect to make those moves, was there thought about a number of other players that were sitting there on the board as it got closer to your pick?
Yeah, we discussed it, and obviously there was a lot of good players that got pushed down, and they're jumping off the board, but there was no question we had discussions about the different options that we felt like we were going to have, but we still felt Garrett was going to be that guy because we thought when we look at his ability and we look at our need, it was a good fit. We still believe that he was the best guy on the board and the best guy for us. So, it was a good mix, and we felt good about the opportunity for him to be there. Now we did have some opportunities to go back, but we just didn't. We really felt good about the value we were getting at 20, and didn't want to risk that. He was the guy that we wanted.
When you hosted him on the pre-draft visit, what did you learn about him that maybe you didn't already know after meeting with him at the combine and everything?
Well, I mean, we found out he has a great sense of humor. I mean, I think that that's one thing that we did find. He has a great sense of humor, but we also found out that, you know, how bad he wants to be good. And, you know, obviously with his background, but the maturity and him having been in Colorado on his mission and, you know, with, you know, being married and having a child now. And I thought it was a, you know, it was awesome to see him bring his, you know, his child down there tonight. And I think that shows you a little bit about what he's about. And, you know, he brings enthusiasm. You know, that's what he was. He was enthusiastic, has high energy. And so, you know, not only his athletic ability, but also what he brings when he brings, when he walks in the door every morning, about how good he wants to be and the competitor he is, I think is going to make that whole offensive line much better.
Now, for both of you, he took some penalties along the way. Is that something you guys would talk about with him at some point? And did that weigh into your thinking at all?
I've already had that talk with him. We had that talk when he was here last week. And so, you know, and we talked about the fact that he's got to understand that we, you know, we love the, with the passion that he plays with and how he plays, but he's got to make sure that he stays within it. And we can't afford to have, you know, personal fouls. He was, you know, one of the most penalized offensive linemen. And so, and he realizes that.
He does.
And, you know, and I think Vance had that same talk with him too. And I'll let Vance relay that. But I think that he's aware of what that is. And, and he's a smart guy. He'll get smarter with that.
John said it. He's a smart guy. You know, he understands that. You know, most of the penalties were just playing hard football. You know, so I can live with some of that stuff. But you know, he's got to be a smart guy on Sundays for us.
Hey, John, just to shift gears for a quick second, can you give us an update on your own contract situation, where that stands, and should
we're not going to talk about that now. We're in the middle of this. We're trying to get better as a football team. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Okay. We're gonna be fine.
Good.
Not worried about that. All right.
Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow.